Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Without insurance, you could pay fines and even lose the right to drive your car. Be responsible. Drive insured, Tennessee.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Department of Revenue in cooperation with the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Your drive home just got better. The Big Six with Jason Martin. Weeknights at 6 on 104.5 The Zone.
Here it comes, that time again, and Paul is guessing.
Farewell tour.
What will he do? What will he do in this game?
Now, the Lene Kakua Country Game of the Week on the Midday 180.
We play this to honor the late Lene Kakua, who was the fake girlfriend of Heisman Trophy finalist Manti Te'o. Here's how it works. We will read lyrics from three country songs. Two of the songs are true country hits. The other song does not exist. And Paul must choose the song that is fake. He competes this week on the Kakua Farewell Tour against Seth Wright, who emailed us his entry to midday180 at 1045thezone.com. Seth competes for a spot in the Midday 180 Fantasy Football League, and we hope that you'll play along at home, at work, or in the car, as it is time to begin Midday 180's Lene Kakua Country Music Game of the Week.
Song number one, She'll Find Me Waiting When My Ship Comes In. Gonna board and go whichever way the wind blows. I'll be off to find myself once again in Porta, no one knows, when my ship comes in. Song number two. There's a whisper in that Tennessee breeze, reminding me of being young in the summer. Seeing that old barn where we'd sneak off and unwind makes this old man bittersweet for a time left long behind. And song number three. No bottled water, we drank from a garden hose, and every Sunday all the stores were closed. It was a different life when we were boys and girls, not just a different time. It was a different world.
Paul, your thoughts?
So beautiful. Song one, She'll Find Me Waiting When My Ship Comes In. Look, this song is about a ship and the sea as opposed to a truck and the dirt road. This makes me suspicious immediately. All right, odds of this person being landlocked and never having seen anything that a boat could actually float on are high. This guy was at a creek. Okay? He'll be off to find himself in Puerto No One Knows. So he couldn't come up with Vallarta, or he couldn't rhyme it. But this is a Mexican reference, which indicates some worldliness, which is also not a feature of country music songwriting. Song number two, there's a whisper in that Tennessee breeze. Let me tell you a secret, people. Everybody thinks their breeze is special. Your breeze is just like the breeze everywhere else. In fact, it's the same wind. It goes from here, if it's going to the east.
Across the state line?
Yeah, it goes right across the state line. It's over in South Carolina. You know, it's the same breeze. Your breeze is not so special. And we've been big on Chad's euphemism lately on the banging hats. Seeing that old barn where we'd sneak off and unwind. That's a euphemism there, unwind. Good luck with your unwinding. Song three, No Bottled Water. I'm big on bottled water for Titans fans. We know that. Drank from the garden hose. Every Sunday the stores were closed. This is a simpler time, a simpler song for a simpler sign, a simpler time, done by a simpler man. Simpleton, I would say. Cranky old man, get off my lawn song. This said, after my excellent analysis, I have no idea which one is fake, as is usually the case. And this week, I think that I'm going with the ship thing and the Porta no one knows. That's such a stupid line. Surely it is fake.
Paul going with song number one as the fake song of the week. Paul, let's eliminate one song for you. Song number three is, in fact, real.
That means
Bucky Covington, A Different World, the debut single for him in 2007.
No bottle water.
A computer could do better than this. Computer, just type in Kraft bad country music song. Boom. Gets this right up.
Different world.
When we were boys. Bucky Covington in 2007.
So bad.
Paul, such a gift whenever you play Lene Kukua, because yet again, you're wrong.
Yeah, song two.
Congratulations to Seth Wright. Song two was the song he wrote. Song number one, your fake song, is actually Clint Black, When My Ship Comes In. It reached number one in both the United States and Canada back in 1993.
She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in.
Gonna board and
go whichever way the wind blows. I'll be off to find myself once again and where to no one knows. When my ship comes in.
Oh, all right, Rhett, let me have it.
Rhett Bryan brought it again, and it is in honor of your mother being in studio with us.
She told Paul she'd leave a light on in case on time he wanted to come home. Paul smiled and said he'd appreciate the gesture. Harsky, he couldn't outsmart. She waited up late, waiting for that car. Paul was trying to get that kiss from his girlfriend Liz, yeah. Every light in the house is on Cleveland Ave till you get home. Staying out all hours of the night with your girlfriend Liz, it gave us a fright. Every light in the house is on. Your old dad and I just got tired of you being gone. Every light in the house is on.
Paul's very nervous.
It's beautiful. It's an emotional song.
The clock on the wall kept resetting. She turned the lights off one by one. He gets home, he'll know she's no pushover. But one thing that she did not know, Paul was south with his head in a glow. Petey Kelman done laid a pop knot on his head, yeah. Every light in the house is on Cleveland Ave till you get home. Staying all out all hours of the night. Your girlfriend Liz.
What a week it has been on the Midday 180. We're back at it on Monday. A big thank you to Mrs. Faith Goharski for joining us in studio. 3HL is next on 104.5 The Zone.
If you're going to Centennial, for the love of man, don't block the box. See ya!